Well, let's go to California now, where another side of the wage debate is having an effect on farms. The ratcheting down on immigration enforcement from the Trump administration is having an effect on industries that rely on temporary foreign workers. Increased raids have caused some workers, both legal and undocumented, to stay away, and proponents of tough immigration laws say that's part of the point. But now, farmers in California's Central Valley who rely on those workers for affordable planting and harvests say they sometimes don't have enough hands to get their crops in. Joe Del Bosque is president of Del Bosque Farms in Fireball, California, and Joe began noticing a trend about a decade ago.
It's been getting a little worse all the time, such that we have, in a few cases, lost a little bit of our crop because we don't have enough crews to cover the harvest.
So describe the times when that's happened. You don't have enough people to put in the field and you lose money?
Yes, that's right. Sometimes at the beginning of the season, when we're expecting our crews to show up, which is generally about the 1st of July, and if they don't show up in time, sometimes we don't have enough crews to cover the ground. And our crop, which is melons, is highly perishable. So if we're not able to cover the fields, sometimes we leave some fruit behind that is lost.
So at the height of picking season, how many people might you need in the fields optimally?
For cantaloupe harvest, we use about 300 people.
And Joe, where are these crews coming from? You said they come from Arizona, they come from other states, but how do you come by the labor? Do you go through a broker? How do you get them?
We are actually labor contractors ourselves, so we have some connections with labor. We have been shifting over the last 10 years to use more and more local labor, but we still have a certain pool that we get that comes from Mexico. They come from Mexico into Arizona. They work in Arizona, and then they in their season, which is almost ending, and then they come to us.
And what percentage of your workers would you say fit that category who come from Mexico?
Probably 30 to 35%. There's probably six or seven cantaloupe companies, and they all use about 300 people. And then there's tomato companies that need a lot, hundreds of people. And then you got garlic and grapes. There's just not enough people right here in this area. And we can't get people to come from the cities, like, say, San Jose, that's an hour and a half away. We can't get them to come out here to work on the farm.
So, Joe, to be clear, are we talking strictly about legal immigrants who come to work on farms like yours? Do you check everyone? Do you have anyone working in your fields who's either undocumented or you don't know their status?
Everybody is required to provide us with an I-9. And the I-9 has to be filled out showing some form of identification. Typically, it's two forms of identification that shows that they're authorized to work.
So, Joe, I know you know that some of your colleagues who run operations like yours have complained that shifting immigration policies or a crackdown from the Trump administration is discouraging workers like the ones you use from coming over the border to seek work. Have you noticed that? Have you talked to any workers who say it's just not worth their trouble or they don't want to come to work on farms like yours?
That has happened, and not just since the Trump administration came in, that it has been happening over the years because President Obama also strengthened the border. So a lot of times, especially young people who may be educated and have other possibilities for work in Mexico may get discouraged and say, well, you know, I tried getting across the border two times and I can't, so I'm just not going to go, and they go back home to Mexico.
Agriculture has been a huge part of the immigration debate. It's been going on for years. A lot of farmers like you and produce companies have lobbied and warned that they need access to labor and, frankly, to inexpensive labor to keep food prices low, and that temporary immigration provides that labor. Of course, there are millions of people here illegally at the same time. So from your perspective, trying to do business and get those cantaloupes in from the fields, what needs to happen with immigration from your point of view?
I believe that there has to be two things. One is, I think those that are here today and working would like to have legal status. We would like them to have legal status. They would like to have legal status. Whether, you know, it leads to citizenship, I think most people here working aren't pushing for that. They probably, in the back of their minds, would like that because a lot of them have families here now. And for certain, the families are going to, you know, the young kids are going to want to be citizens. Now, those that come from across the border, I think for those, we need to have a guest worker program because our labor pool, as we have it today, every year a few, maybe 5% or so retire. And we need to have replacements. The folks that we have living here now and working for us, their children are not going to come work for us. They're going to go to school. They want to do just like any American young person, go to college, seek their American dream.
Joe, do you feel like the politicians who are having this years-long debate over immigration are hearing you on this?
Oh, yes. I think they're hearing us. But, you know, there's factors that are against this. I think there's groups out there that don't want these immigrants to settle here. There's groups that don't want them to come in and take these jobs, even though the jobs are really jobs that a lot of Americans don't want. There's always been opposition to these plans, and we just can't get Congress to get together and pass a comprehensive bill that will cover at least those two things.
A view on immigration and labor from the farm with Joe Del Bosque. Joe, thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Del Bosque is president of Del Bosque Farms in Fireball, California.